57 years old, and I'm currently retired.
What'd you do before?
House husband. I took care of my kids. My wife's a radiologist, and I decided to stay at home and raise the kids.
What was your favorite part about doing that?
Just the amount of time I was able to spend with my kid.
Shout out to bro. I ain't mad at him at all. His woman is a real one. Let him be a stay-at-home husband. Retired him. Hey, much respect to those women. And look, that's an older guy. So I know a lot of guys in the comments like, oh, it would never work. It's only going to work for a year or two. And then she's going to get fed up with you not working and leave you, yada, yada, yada. No, there's some real ones out there. There's some women out there that will make the money and still respect the man and let him stay at home with the kids. It's not going to happen more times than not. I mean, don't get me wrong. Most of the times it probably won't work out. But hey, why not give it a shot? Stack your money, work on your home business. And if she leave you one day, so be it. At least you worked on your business and stacked some money while it was still going. Now, that's a real alpha male right there. If you can have your chick go out and work for you and she still respect you, hey, that's a top tier dude. I could just tell by the Hawaiian shirt that this is a real G right here.
I don't understand today's dating world. I take girls on nice dates. I get them flowers. I'm emotionally available. I go to the gym. It doesn't matter what I do. And yet, every time, I get the same outcome. I constantly get ghosted. I get I'm not feeling it. I get I'm not ready for a relationship, yet they get in one a week later.
Well, yeah, you're giving off feminine energy first and foremost. So that's not helping you. You do have the movie star good looks. You look like you might be tall. Look like you work out. You got all that going for you. But you're being too nice, getting flowers and being emotionally available. No, all that is signaling to her that you're not a tough man. You're not a masculine man. You're young, you'll learn. Women do not like gentlemen. You got to have a little bit of edge about you. I ain't saying you got to sell dope and gangbang and, you know, stuff like that, get in the fights. But I ain't saying you got to do drugs, get in the bar fights and all that type of stuff to be a bad boy. But you have to give off an energy that you're not really pressed about her one way or another. You could take her or leave her. That's the type of energy that women love. Not all this, oh, you're so beautiful tonight. Here's a bouquet of roses and I'm emotionally available for you if you want to talk. No, that comes off as femininity to women.
And then to top it off, I get, you're too nice of a guy.
Yep.
Like, the fuck you want from me? Oh, and that's not even the worst. What is up with everyone thinking they're on The Bachelor? Like, people are talking to 10 people. And I can't even get a hug.
For some reason, girls love games where they just have control over everything. Animal Crossing, really? The Sims. Yeah. I want to control you, and this is my furniture, and you're in this room, and we're not going anywhere. We're staying at home.
Yeah. I'm gonna marry this guy in this house. We're going to go in the house. I built a 3-bedroom house for us, and I'm going to marry him. And then it's, you know what? We're sick of this guy. He sat on the couch. We're done with it. That's
luck.
Yeah, you, throw him out.
Women love to try to control men, whether it's your mother-in-law, your wife, your mother. Your aunts, they love to boss men around and dictate what men do. That's why you got to be hard on women. If not, they're going to be super hard on you. If you soft on them, they're going to run all over you, especially American women.
How long have you guys been together? 3.5 years. We're engaged. Congratulations. What would you say you love most about your partner? He's super hot, and I love his sense of humor.
I would say she's bold and she speaks her mind and puts me in my place.
Oh, no. I never want to hear a man say she puts me in my place. Those words should never leave a strong masculine man's mouth. She puts me in my place. Or I need a woman who could put me in my place sometime. Even she cringed. Look at her face. She's like, okay, babe. Not where I thought you were going to go with that. And it looked like he hits the gym. He's a decent looking guy. But see, looks can be deceiving. He doesn't look like a beta. But he definitely just exposed himself as one. So puts him in his place. AKA, my woman is a masculine, bossy witch that I never have any peace around. That's what that translates to.
Like, all of you girls need to stop giving men, these men that you meet and go on dates with, like a pamphlet into your life. Like, for example, when a guy will ask you, what do you look for in a guy? Or like, what are you looking for in a relationship or whatever? She was like, she was like, somebody asked me this the other day when I was on a date, and I literally said, you know, I don't share that with the guy, like, guys that I talk to. She was like, if you are what I'm looking for, then you'll find out.
It's a good point.
And it is a really good point, because if you give them, basically, like, the pamphlet, like she said, into your life and what you're looking for, someone that is, like, crazy like that or, like, a narcissist will do all these things and be that exact person that you want, and it'll take you months to find out who they really are.
By the time women have to play these games and put walls up and, you know, do these strategies that they learn online, they're done. Chad's not going to stick around. No matter what strategy you use, he doesn't want you.